First Thought, Best Thought is the title of a book by Chögyam Trungpa, my Tibetan Lama guru. And it came up in the course of a conversation in which we were composing a chain poem together, each of us contributing one line piece. And at some point I said, the monk bent down to lace his animal shoes. And I didn't know what I meant by animal shoes. It just came up out of my head. And he said, animal shoes? And I said, oh yes, the shoes are made of leather, animal shoes. And he said, the first thought is the best thought. Meaning, the first raw flash on your mind that's usually visual, before you mediate it and edit it and editorialize on it and generalize on it or make it okay for other people to look at or
filter
it.
Filter it.
Before you filter it, it usually comes intact as a kind of raw, emotionally interesting gleam, usually visual. So Kerouac has the idea in his instructions for writing, don't stop to think of words but to see picture better, i.e. the first primordial picture that you see. Because what people tend to do is be a little ashamed of their minds or ashamed of their raw thoughts or thinking, well, that's too personal or that's just me. Maybe I should generalize it. Say I'm having a dream in which I'm sleeping with my mother. No, I don't want to write about that. I had a dream in which I did something bad or I had a dream in which I outraged society or I had a dream in which I don't know. So finally you lose the humor and contradictoriness and quiddity and humanity of the first glimpse that goes back to Oedipus and goes back to Freud or goes back before the Bible. And you lose the detail and you lose the believability and instead you get some generalization or abstraction. And one very interesting thing that William Blake says is generalization and abstraction are the plea of the hypocrite, knave, and scoundrel.